League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dungeons and Dragons. What is it? I've no fucking idea what it is. What is it? At school, kids used to meet up and play it. And because they met up and played Dungeons and Dragons at school, they were basically ostracized by the rest of the school and no one talked to them. So I didn't talk to them, even though I wanted to know what Dungeons and Dragons is. And I still... So I became an adult and it was too late to go into a school and say, oh, kids, what's Dungeons and Dragons? Can I play with you? And it's the one thing you can't Google as well. Seriously, you can't Google it. When you Google it, it'll tell you it's a fantasy role-playing game and there's a dungeon master that guides the game. But what is that? The game is all about collective groupthink, right? I don't know. I don't know what it is. There's a dice, but it's all in your mind and you sit round and you're laughing, aren't you? Because you're all... I don't know what I know plays Dungeons and Dragons. So I can't go along and play with them. And I don't want to go into a forum and say hello and meet people who play Dungeons and Dragons and go along and play with them. Because, you know, A, that's a bit, I don't know. But the main problem is it might be total shit. I might get 30 minutes in and it'll become like an awkward first date with seven freaks, and they all know my name and number, and they'll start slagging me off in their Dungeons and Dragons forums, which are basically cults, aren't they? I don't know what it is. I wish I did, but right now it seems totally impenetrable. Anything with fantasy and dragons has always been impenetrable to me, and I think it must be part of your brain that isn't hardwired to fantasy. You have to have a particular brain pattern to get fantasy nonsense. It's not just Dungeons and Dragons, it's anything like this. It's like Lord of the Rings. Multiple Oscar winner, you know, many people's favourite films. I've tried to watch them, but they're shit, aren't they? I mean, obviously they're not shit, but if your brain isn't wired to enjoy them, they appear to be shit. You know, like in the Hobbit film with Martin Freeman, the first Hobbit film, not the second one. What was that called? The Desolation of Smaug. Fuck's sake. The first one, I tried to watch that, The Hobbit, and I thought I'd watch them in order, but in this film, from memory, Martin Freeman, or a member of his family, spends the first 30 minutes of that film washing up. I mean, I know that to make a wafer-thin pamphlet book into, like, 20 films, but 30 minutes of washing up takes the piss. Game of Thrones is the same. I mean, from the outset, this looks more appealing. You know, there are tits, and that's great. I love tits. I do. Love tits, and there's fantasy. Fantasy tits, I get the appeal. You know, I sit down and watch it. And again, I just think my brain isn't wired properly, and it's just absolute drivel. Much as I'm enjoying the tits. And you're probably listening to this thinking, that's brilliant. It's not just tits, is it? It's brilliant. While our brains are sadly wired differently. Genuinely, you know? I think there's a geek gene, and I don't have it, you know? La-di-da-di-da, 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 I follow you. You know, I want it. I want to follow you. I really want it. I think it looks like a fantastic community to be in. You know, anyone that talks about playing Dungeons and Dragons, they're always happy, aren't they? They're now the cool kids. Now the government don't allow us to go out. These kids are the popular ones now, all around each other's houses, playing these fantasy games. And let's face it, probably fucking afterwards. It's all about the tits and the dick, isn't it? That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about, the dick and the... I don't know. You tell me. I don't know what it's about. I don't know. I can just guess. I can guess that the dungeon master, isn't it? The dungeon master starts the game and tells everyone there, oh, you've got to get to Smaug. It's in trouble. Smaug is in trouble. Because all the women don't have own tops. So all their tits are out. So you have to get to Smaug and cover up their tits. I don't know what it is. Then you roll like a 3 and the dungeon master says, oh no, you've rolled a 3. You now have to spend the next 30 minutes washing up. And then I don't get it. Do you have to then stand up and pretend to wash up, or do you actually have to wash up? I don't know. I'm being serious here. I don't know what it is. But there's one thing for sure, right? The people who play this game are in a secret fucking club that I want to be in. And now they don't want to let me in. It's the geeks' revenge, isn't it? They've now got something that the non-geeks at school want. Guys, let me in. I may not have been a geek at school, but I didn't take the piss out of you. My brain is just wired differently. And now I want a piece of it. I want a piece of the cock. And the dragon and the tits. I'll even do the fucking washing up. I'll cheer up Smaug. He's desolate. Him, he, they, I don't know, whatever he or she or it is. I'll cheer it up. I'll cheer it up with my little songs. La-di-da-di-da, 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 you know I follow you. La-di-da-di-da, wherever the life takes you, you know I follow you. Come on. I'm doing what I can to prepare my mind for this. I'll try again to watch the films that you're all into. I've been to Harry Potter World, guys. I have. I'm taking my kids, I'll go again. Yeah, I've been to Harry Potter World. Let me into your club. Haven't watched any of the Harry Potter films, obviously. You know, because A, they're for children. B, they're nonsense, aren't they? I mean, they're great, but my brain isn't wired, you get me, yeah? And C, obviously, there's no tits. As far as I know, I haven't watched them. I mean, who has? There's fucking millions of them. And I fucking tried to enjoy Harry Potter World. I tried, guys. There's a sword fight thing you can do, I think. You can, what is it, a baton, a fucking saber? What is it in Harry Potter? A wand? A wand fight? No, that sounds shit. It was better than that. You can get a photograph with a luggage trolley. At King's Cross Station. It's fantastic. I mean, what a fantasy. I mean, it's shit, but I bet if your brain is wired differently, it's fantastic. And then at the end of the tour, it's brilliant, isn't it? There's a massive load of washing up. You get to wash up for 30 minutes. You can wash up J.K. Rowling's actual porridge bowl. Anyway, in short, this is not a piss take, I promise you. I'm ready, guys. I'm ready to give up my old life. I want in. I want into your fantasy dragon world. Take me. I'll change my name. Whatever you have to do to get into your club. I'm ready. Take me, come and get me. Take me to your world. Whatever it is, I'm ready. You know I follow you. La-di-da-di-da. Ever life takes you. You know I follow you. I'll follow you. I just hope when I get there, there's more tits than washing up. Otherwise, get me the fuck out. That's a lot.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.